The Swine Health Information Center reports a concerning increase in the global identification of foot and mouth disease. I'm Bruce Cochran, and this is Farmscape, produced on behalf of North America's pork producers. I'll be back in a moment.
For QuickBooks Repair or QuickBooks conversions, visit QuickBooksRepairPro.com. That's QuickBooksRepairPro.com. Results guaranteed.
As part of its April e-newsletter, the Swine Health Information Center has released its monthly global and domestic swine health monitoring reports. SHIC Associate Director Dr. Lisa Becton says, while North America remains free of foot and mouth disease, new cases have been reported in Asia and Europe.
We're seeing an alarming increase in the identification of foot and mouth disease, SAT type 1, in two provinces in China, and this was identified there for the first time. Also in Greece, foot and mouth disease outbreaks continue with a new outbreak in Lesbos, and that had not been seen there in 25 years. But also in Greece, there's been 17 confirmed outbreaks since March 27th, and so that is concerning. There continues to be a threat across the globe because of the expansion of the range of some of these newer serotypes like SAT1 that are being identified in areas that they have not been identified in before. And so that always raises concern of what are those risk factors for transmission. And a lot of times it is not known how these viruses are moving around and the epidemiology of infection. So that's also of concern. And then lastly, for our risks in North America, we have another virus, Seneca virus A, that looks very similar to foot and mouth disease virus and can only be told apart with the use of diagnostic tests. So if we aren't testing lesions like foot and mouth disease every time, assuming that it may be SVA, we might be missing those cases and putting the health of all of our pigs at risk.
The Swine Health Information Center's global and domestic swine health monitoring reports can be accessed through SHIC's April e-newsletter at swinehealth.org. For more, visit farmscape.ca. I'm Bruce Cochran.